It's the 18th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. His Majesty's Revenue and Customs is urging young people aged 18 to 22 to check and claim their Child Trust Fund savings, which could be worth up to £2,212. Child Trust Funds were set up for children born between 2002 and 2011, with the government contributing at least £250 to each account. These tax-free savings accounts are managed by banks and other providers and can be accessed once the individual turns 18. Young people can contact their provider directly if they know their Child Trust Fund provider, or they can use an online tool on gov.uk to find out. Wixom and Wilstead councillor Mark Frost is encouraging young people to claim their funds for essential support, whether for education, housing or savings. Police have added patrols to the area around the Heights building on St John Street in Bedford due to reports of antisocial behaviour. Three individuals discovered in the building stairwell were found to be trespassing on the property and were searched under the Section 23 of the Misuse of Drugs Act. A male who failed to appear in court was taken into custody and made an appearance in court the following day. On February the 5th, a man was approached and struck by another man with a tool on Fenlake Road, Bedford, around 5:30 p.m. The victim, who had just parked his car, sustained serious but non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to hospital. The suspect drove a grey car with P plates and remains unidentified. Anyone with relevant details is encouraged to contact Bedfordshire Police. Harworth Group has submitted plans for a bat kiln and bat house as part of its redevelopment of the former Stewartby Brickworks in Bedfordshire. The 130-acre site will contain 1,000 homes, a school and community facilities, is currently home to bat roosts. The new bat habitats will be built before the demolition of the existing kilns and other structures. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.